from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I already told Poe, bro. You might as well get away from me, bro.
Yeah.
And all love. Like, I would be so happy to compete against Poe, because that's my bro. And I would want Poe to punch me in my chin, because I respect him that much. But I want Poe to understand that we coming for that chin, too, respectfully. It's all passion and all love. I done seen you multiple times come down in that box, taking dude, you come on my side, Poe. I'm going to knock your head off, bro. And that's just snow.
It was Bills left tackle Deion Dawkins. I
love him
that yet.
So much.
He's
national treasure, Deion Dawkins.
I say this almost every time we play a clip of his, but he's one of my favorite Bills players to like listen to, to just hear stuff back. He's talking there about Jordan Poyer, who's now in the Miami Dolphins. I'm a big fan too of like talking trash, but then be like, but respectfully.
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 That's the key word.
It's my favorite.
It's so, and honestly, it's gonna be really interesting to see how that kind of reunion is going to be.
I think it'll be fine.
I think, well, no, but I don't think it's going to be bad. But just because I think it's interesting that the Bills are going to be in Miami first.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if it was Poyer comes here first, I think it'd be a little different.
Oh, if it was like
if the Bills hosted
night
the Dolphins
in
first.
Buffalo.
Yeah. Instead of.
Does he get a cheer from the crowd, or does he get booed?
I wonder.
I think it's tough because he is on the Dolphins.
And I think it's also tough because
it's going to be a mix. It would be a mix, I think.
I mean, you remember earlier in the offseason, the clip of him being like, oh, I'm home, or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, that did happen. Okay, yeah. I think it's a mix, though. Him and Hyde have been some of the two stalwarts of this era. They've been two of the more beloved players. Mm-hmm. I would probably say Micah Hyde more, I would say.
I think so,
especially
too.
With the charity and softball game and stuff like that. And he's been adamant this offseason, too, of like, if it's literally anybody I come play for, it is Buffalo, or I'm done, or I'm retired.
I think what's also, I mean, in their times here, I think you're still right, but it's closer. But now, given the way that both of them departed, I think it's way more
it's Hyde
than Poyer, just because of Poyer went to a division rival, mm-hmm. and then he's had all these videos in the offseason talking about how excited he is to be there, and it's like, eh.
Man, all the reunions. Well, the Gabe Davis, Mitch Morse one's going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's Monday night in Buffalo against Jacksonville week 3. So that's good. All right, that one's at home. But, you know, Stephon Diggs in Houston.
Yeah,
first,
some of, the,
first
some
one
of these
for Poyer in Miami.
Some of these reunions aren't going to happen for a couple of years, if at all.
Which ones?
In terms of coming to Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Diggs won't be here this year unless there's a playoff game in Buffalo against Houston.
Yeah.
Which there very well could be.
And we'll see how much longer his career is going to last.
Right. And he might not even be in Houston if he comes here next year.
Well, this is maybe bad of me. I keep thinking after this year he's just going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Mm. That's what I was thinking, too. He's just going to go play with his brother and then finish his career.
Yeah.
Trey White won't be here this year.
Nope, he's on the Rams. That's right. That's right.
Bills are at the Rams in week 14.
Week 14. I forgot about the Rams, yeah.
Yeah. Who else is there? I think that's it, pretty much.
Wait, because Morris and Davis are both on Jacksonville.
They're on Jacksonville, and that is week three.
Yep.
That's the Monday night game.
Yeah.
Interesting. Who else is there? I feel like we're forgetting somebody. There was a lot of names. So
there was, but I mean, those are the big ones.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
There are a few, of course, that have departed, but those are really the big ones. And yeah, you kind of get all the reunions. But
Leonard
you get,
Floyd, San Francisco.
That does not count.
Come on. I don't know. He had a really good year last year.
Did he? He was barely here. He was
For the first half of the season, he was here.
Sure.
Not the second half, but what are you going to do? Still a reunion of sorts.
So we were talking in the break. We're doing predictions today. 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt
here in the Northtown Automotive Next Point Show.
Say what you want about me. Yeah, you won't do predictions for the Bills.
I won't do Bills predictions. You have known this.
Such a cowardly move.
You've known this ever since you met me. I don't predict any of my team's scores. The last time I predicted...
I'm not asking you to predict a score.
Yeah, but I'm still predicting...
But what do you feel most confident in the Bills this year? Mine's Shakir. I've been on that since, like,
yeah, but that's
May.
Different. That's different. Talking about players and being confident in players is different than predicting what they will do.
Well, there you go. Who are you confident in this
I'm
year?
I'm confident in Shakir. I'm obviously confident in Allen.
Yep.
I'm really confident in Rasul Douglas.
Oh, because you read the Tyler Dunn article this morning, right?
Yeah, he had basically... I'm paraphrasing this quote, summarizing it here for you. But so Tyler Dunn put out this article, and a big focus of it is Rasul Douglas. And again, paraphrasing here, Douglas said that if he was healthy, the Bills would have won their game against the Chiefs last year in the playoffs.
And he was mad about it.
He was basically saying, "I'm the reason we lost." Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's pretty upset about it.
I didn't even think that you were a problem in that game. Like, you did great, and you just got
you
hurt.
You were on the field, man.
Yeah,
like, everyone
you
else,
were there.
Else was hurt.
You could at least play. And I think just that mindset coming from him in year two, year one and a half, if you want to call it that, because he wasn't even on the Bills for a whole season last year.
Year one and a half, yeah.
So if you're looking at it like that, I think Douglas, I mean, that mindset for Rasul Douglas to have is incredible.
I do like the secondary. And now they're starting to get healthier. Bishop's practicing. I think Mike Edwards is like fully practicing.
Yeah, Mike Edwards sounds pretty...
He started that last week, right? Where he was like, I'm going to play. I'm fine.
Well, 2 weeks ago, he was like, yeah, if they need me for week one, I'll be good. And then last week it was, yep, I'm good.
Yep, he's not even in a non-contact jersey or anything like that.
We're finally going to get some injury reports this week.
Tomorrow.
I have missed the Bills PR injury report graphics so much.
Have you?
I have.
I always get very stressed out about it.
But I like just seeing what's going on.
Oh,
it gives you something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, no, the information that you get from that is like, all right, fine. There, we have.
Oh, there's no longer doing a guessing game where are they actually at and stuff like that.
But,
that's fair.
But, going back to the whole confidence thing. With Rasul Douglas, I just think, being the veteran that he is, coming into, again, like year one and a half, if you want to call it that, with a younger secondary around him.
He's kind of got to be the elder statesman.
Yeah, kind of the leader. And Jeremy and Joe were talking about captains earlier this morning. I think he could be one of the captains.
I was going to say, the Bills have not released their captains yet,
no,
have they?
No. And, I mean, I think we should probably see them sometime
relatively
this week.
Soonish.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Relatively
and
soon.
I think he should be on the list. Just because, one, of that quote that I paraphrased there of, yeah, if I was playing, we would have won the game against the Chiefs. Him saying that
If
I was healthy, right. Because he was playing, but he just wasn't 100%.
Yep.
And he still had a great game. But I think that mentality and mindset should be what you want out of a captain, especially now that you're missing a lot of your leaders that have been here for years.
Yeah.
So, and you lost two big leaders in the secondary. If you can gain one back right there, that's a big win.
You lost three leaders. Because Trey, with all the injuries, he's been in that room. I mean, he's been around the building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
three cap. They were all three captains, right?
Were they? I think so.
I mean, I know Hyde was.
I think Poyer was as well. That's not sure that's about three Trey captains.
We're not sure about Trey.
No, nah, Trey definitely was.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's three captains. Wow. Or at least in some years, that is at least three captains.
Right. Maybe not every year, yeah. But most years.
By the way, Tyler Dunn, you can find his pieces over at GoLongTD.com. Big friend of the station and does wonderful work over there. I am going to have to check out the Rasul Douglas piece now because again, I always think about the linebackers in that game. I haven't necessarily rewatched it, but I always think about the lack of linebackers and how much that hurt them. But for Rasul Douglas to be like, nah, if I was healthy, we're talking about a way different outcome. It's like, all right, man, all right. And that's the thing, too, is for this year at least. So you're kind of throwing your hat in there for Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
He's going to have a big year.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, like I said, that secondary needs a leader. And Kyrie Elam and
Christian Benford
can obviously have big years as well. But for those guys, well, more for Elam, it'd be more of a breakout season than a big year.
Mm-hmm.
But for Douglas, I think it's just more of a higher chance.
I'd love if they could get something out of Elam, though.
Yeah, oh, I think they will.
Especially what last year was. If they can get anything out of him, I'd be thrilled.
I think they will. I just don't think it's going to be what we ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to get something out of him, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be, it might not be first round caliber season.
Yep. We do have some hockey news as well I want to pass along here. The Oilers have signed forward Leon Draisaitl to an 8-year contract extension that begins in 2025-26, and the average annual value is $14 million. Arguably
Man.
One of, if not, what? You know, top five players in the league.
Wait a second.
Gets a
is he getting paid more than McDavid?
Extension. Is he?
Oh, I can't look at Cap Friendly.
Ah, sorry. Forgot that's gone.
Thanks, Washington. Gotta love it. All right.
Puckpedia.
What do you got for me? I haven't really used this site all that much because I miss Cap Friendly so much. Let's see. That's crazy. $14 million.
Connor McDavid's annual value is $12.5. So, yes, he is being now paid more than Connor McDavid.
Wow. I mean, to be fair.
It's not like, you know, Draisaitl's like,
right.
Really, we're going to. No.
No.
He is also going to be one of the best players of his generation.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, McDavid got that contract how many years ago?
It's been a while.
and he comes up in 2 years now, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. Oh, okay, so he's going to make like $17 million a year.
Oh, yeah. He's got this season and next season on 12 and a half.
Yeah, he's going to have a nice payday after that.
It's going to be interesting to see how they work that out. Maybe they won't have money to pay him.
We also are going to have some, like, but on the hockey stuff, you know, Sabres start here pretty soon.
Yeah.
I mean, in like a week or so, we're going to have the
rookies kind of start to show
but
up.
But the tournament as well.
Prospects Challenge.
Prospects Challenge, thank you. That's coming up next week or the week after.
Yeah, and it's. Is it next week?
I think it's next week.
Yeah, but I think it's the Sabres, the Bruins, the Devils.
I think the Penguins as well.
Penguins.
It's Senators
too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
New this year. They weren't here last year.
That's coming up next week. And then, I mean, quote-unquote preseason and training camp starts. But, I mean, that's a blink of an eye, and you're all of a sudden at your first game.
Yeah, it's not at all like the whole NFL.
Oh, my goodness, which takes forever.
So, Sabres Prospect Challenge. Sabres, Bruins, Blue Jackets, Devils, Senators, Penguins. So six teams. That starts September 13th, 10 days. Wow.
There you go.
That kind of snuck up on us here.
Just a little bit. 803-0550 is the number to call. Looking for your predictions on this NFL season with games starting on Thursday. And we also have a game on Friday. And we got ESPN here as well here in the studio. And it's always like a little subtle reminder that the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles will be playing in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday.
Two teams that wear primarily green are playing in a stadium where it's banned to wear the color green.
I think it's like one of those like you shouldn't do it.
Bad luck. That's what I heard.
It's bad luck. But every team that ever plays there, even the ones in the World Cup.
It's awesome.
Nigeria made a jersey change. Like last second when they played there in 2014 to not wear green because one of Nigeria's primary colors in their flag is green.
Oh, it's green, yeah.
And they wore, I think, all white jerseys with a altered white and black logo and then I think black shorts and some other color socks. I'm not sure. But they didn't wear any green. And yes, the Eagles and the Packers apparently reportedly will not be primarily colored green.
Ah, it is because of a rival. The color is banned because of its rival with Brazilian soccer club Palmeiras, but for special events like the Eagles-Packers game, the color is allowed.
Stop. That's soft.
That Didn't I soft. Hear the Eagles go to a they like
they're wearing their black alternates?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought it was white with black helmets.
No, it's the black pants. So they're taking as much of the green off as they can.
Yeah, because the numbers are still green.
Yeah, they're taking as much of the green off as possible.
Coward move. Make them wear not green. If you're gonna,
they've got the blue and yellow like from the 20s.
Yes, wear the blue and yellow throwbacks. I don't know what you do for the Packers because
they've got a throwback from
Packers,
the 20s.
No, the Packers have always worn green.
Oh, I also think they have a blue and yellow.
No, they don't.
I gotta look this up. We gotta hit a quick timeout. 803-0550 is the number to call. We'll look for your calls after a quick timeout. Zach Jones and Josh Mint here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.